Good morning. So there is no third lesson today. What we're going to do is do the announcements and take the offering, and then the resident congregation is going to have a talk with the pastor. And for those of you in the soon-to-be resident congregation, you'll get an opportunity to do that via webinar coming up very shortly. So here are the announcements for today. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration is November 10th, and Deacon Elliot Clark will deliver the Lord's Supper message that day. Mark your calendars. No face-to-face Bible study December 8th and December 29th. Available free of charge from Barah Ministries are video lessons, audio lessons, pastor's notes, podcasts, an Android app for Barah Ministries, and June Murphy's CDs and Bibles. So those are some of the things that are available free of charge from this ministry. Happy birthday coming up to Anna Galindo. She'll be 29 years old. Is that right? Yeah. Did I pronounce that right?
That's my maiden name.
Oh, what? So what should I have said? Anna what?
Gillespie?
Yeah, soon to be Vallejo. She has a lot of names, ladies and gentlemen. The woman has 15 ID cards, cannot be identified in a bar. So it's Gillespie? Gillespie? Isn't it Galindo on Facebook?
Yeah.
I got you. Are you a maiden? Pa-dum-pum. All right. Oh, shush. It was a joke. All right, so happy birthday. Anyway. Barah Ministries is on Pal Talk. Barah Ministries Sunday lessons are streaming live on Pal Talk. A replay of the Barah Ministries lessons are on Pal Talk Monday to Friday at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And tuning into these lessons is easy to do. You just go to www.paltalk.com, download the software, choose a nickname, sign into the Barah Ministries room, and listen. Now, are we, Caleb, we can be streaming the question and answer today if we want to, right? So it'd be fun to experiment with that. Can we record Pal Talk stuff?
Yes.
So maybe we should.
Not audio.
Oh, okay, not audio. That's too bad, because I would be interested to see how the question and answer plays on audio. But anyway. That is Pal Talk, and our new home is the Hilton Chandler, 2929 West Fry Road in Chandler, 85224. The phone number is 480-899-7400. Check the website front page for meeting times and meeting details at barahministries.com. Contributions can be made via direct payment authorization, and Deacon Elliot Clark is handling that. Blip TV has dropped us, but we have picked up another service. What's it called?
Vidler.
And so I think we had a little difficulty this week with the lessons up until about Tuesday, and then they were off and on, but we've got that worked out now, right? All right? So great. So we're happy. Blip. We give Blip a nice little raspberry. We are going to be dropping a Sunday lesson coming soon. No more 7:45 a.m. lesson beginning November 10th. So on November 10th, the first lesson will be at 9 o'clock. And try to contain your joy, okay? But what we will do then is that lesson will be replaced by a lesson during the week. And it will either be via GoToWebinar, or it will be live, and we'll let you know as we work out the details of the schedule. We'll let you know the schedule a month in advance so that you'll be able to make arrangements to come if they are live, or to join us on GoToWebinar if they are on webinar. And our calendar on the website will indicate the dates and times of the midweek lessons. Prayers for Nancy Elliott and her family. She lost her father this week. And prayers also for Tony LaGrasso. He is back in the hospital, but this time with shingles. So I sent him, he sent me a note about it when he first found out about it, and I said, you know what, cancer, I'll pray for, but effeminate conditions like shingles, I'm not praying for. That's that, right? So he sent me a note back, and he said, if you had this, you wouldn't think it was effeminate. And then the next week, to just, you know, give evidence of how manly it is, he is now in the hospital for it. So please keep Tony in your prayers. He's an amazing guy, and I'm glad to report that it's that and not something else. All right, so those are the announcements for today. Today's offering will be handled by Deacon Elliot Clark. Let's welcome him up.
I always get extra claps from June. Thank you. Security? So even though we are sanctioned by God to charge for many things that we provide here for you to worship God, we choose not to exercise that right. Therefore, no price appears on any of the material here at Barat Ministries except the muffins in the back. We should start charging for those because I've looked around and I see muffin wrappers at everyone's table, so I think we'd make bank if we charged for those. But we want you to worship without worrying about having to pay for everything. Another goal that we have at Barat Ministries is to educate you and to inform you on what it means to give. And providing the offering messages is always an interesting experience because we give them week after week, and you all are pretty educated on giving. But I think that we as Christians allow certain thoughts to seep into our minds that shift our attitude off of giving and onto taking. I want to read a verse real quick, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4. It says, Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And I think here at Barat Ministries, we are the needy. You know, and I think as we give, don't give for the purpose of being noticed. You know, we have a lot of talk about establishing a ministry. And the ministry is to be done to glorify God and to affect the people in here and to affect people out there, not so that we receive any praise. And some of the thoughts that slip into our mind and shift our focus off of giving and onto taking are the fact that sometimes the church lacks a compelling vision about how it's going to make a difference in the world, so we feel like our hard-earned money is going towards something that's purpose without, or something that's without purpose. Sometimes we feel like the church isn't providing a return on investment. You know, we adopt a stakeholder or a shareholder mentality. You know, so we're looking for ROI instead of giving without expectation. Sometimes we don't realize that the church actually needs financial contributions to remain effective. And sometimes there are new people that come into the congregation and even ourselves that we remain ignorant of what the Bible actually teaches about giving. And worse of all, we get selfish and we think that our hard-earned money is for us. And I think those things happen, like I said, when we shift our attitude on taking and not on giving. And if you look around, you know, we come here, and if you look around, I mean, we're real people with real stories and real lives, and we're here to impact each other. We're not here to just come to church, get a message, and leave. And I think we're learning that, and I see it changing, and I'm pretty excited about the session coming up to be able to interact with each other. But we really require giving. And I think as we all adopt that mindset of giving, I think our ministry is going to take off. And not just financially, but in terms of establishing ministries. So, again, give as you purpose in your heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Thank you.
desire and I long to worship Thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire.
So there's one announcement that I forgot to make. There is a Barah Ministries Veterans Ice Cream Social on November 3rd, 2013, a week before Veterans Day at 1:45 p.m. An ice cream social, and Barah Ministries will provide music, fellowship, and sharing of the gospel of Christ at 4141 North 3rd Street in Phoenix. The cross streets are Indian School and 7th Street. Any questions, call Susan Embry at 563-940-0937. 563-940-0937. There is a sheet in the back that has the same information that I just provided on it. And or you can email Susan at Susan Embry, SusanEmbree, at gmail.com. And this is an example of a ministry that there are veterans in the area, and this would be a really good chance for us to interact with them and to socialize with them while providing them with the route to heaven through the gospel message. So, fantastic. Is that anything you wanted to add?
If people think they're going, if they sign up, they want kind of an idea of how many people are coming. Also, there's some cards back there. If anybody wants to grab a stack of cards, we're going to try to hand each veteran a card, whether they're there or not. There's up to maybe 200.
Okay. Okay, so there are some cards back there that we can write notes to veterans on. And so you can take one of those and then bring it back, and then we can hand them out. And there are going to be up to 200 veterans at this event. And so we can send a nice message thanking them for standing on a wall and saying, nothing's going to hurt you tonight, not on my watch. And what was the other thing you said? If you want to go, sign up. Yeah, so cool. So they want a head count. So if you're going, if you plan to attend, please sign up in the back. So that's it.